Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
And I don't want to make a plan for a day far away.
While I'm young and while I'm able, all I want to do is that one thing. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Thursday. It's a very special.
Is that the lyric?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
no,
you're young.
Not the one thing. All I want to do is. All I want to do is.
Oh, and he just leaves it too. Yeah.
So I can say, you know, whatever the thing is that all I want to do is, you know.
The one thing.
The one thing. What else is there, Vinny? I'm
with you. Well, I wish, it's nice to hear you say that.
Oh my God. You know how into it I am. Listen, I want you to know how much you mean to not just me, not just Alex and Bryn and everyone here at the radio station and to our listeners, but to the world. Everyone found out last week that your birthday was on Friday.
Are we talking about me right now?
We're talking about you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Just bask in it. Just enjoy.
Oh, all right.
So I don't want you to feel funny about this or like,
funny
we spent
already.
Too much money on
it's
you or anything.
It's super weird. Wait, what?
Yes. We all of us in the world got together. All our listeners pitched in. Everybody at the station pitched in. And we got you.
It's already too much.
It's never
it's
enough.
It's already
it's
too
never
much.
Enough.
I definitely
it's never
feel
enough.
Like. There's
no, we all pitched in everybody. And you know what was crazy about it? Like the first few people I was like, hey, listen, I had this idea for Vinny's birthday and it would mean a lot to me. And I just know it's going to blow his mind. He's going to love this so much. You know, it's one of the things he loves the most in the whole world. And then, so I asked the first few people and then they just started at, it was like, they told two friends and then they each told two friends and so on and so on. I mean, just
too
you know,
much.
It's too much. Embrace yourself. Here is your belated birthday gift.
Maybe I should wait till my next birthday. Do I have a locker here? I can put it in there.
You don't have a locker here, so you're going to need to open that up.
I've thought about that. I wonder if I just put stuff in my parking lot.
We're
would
all
that
waiting.
Be, if I just left it in my parking spot, would it make it to the next day if my headphones and my coffee mug.
Maybe we should try that. I mean, that's a totally separate issue. This is just all of us wanting you to feel special.
You know I'm going to be weird about this.
We know that you love this. We didn't know until recently how much you love this. And so it's just important to us that we're backing you up on your thing. That we're like, you know what? Vinny has given us so much. We want to give him something that we know he's going to love. Mm. And I like to think that package that I have just handed you. It's actually two packages, one smaller one on top of one larger one. This is actually like we're contributing to your mental health. Like we want you to feel good about yourself, like you've accomplished things. This is boy, there's so much to this present. Go ahead.
Did you just give me Prozac?
What did you get? It is not Prozac, believe it or not. Did you got any guesses?
I don't, but maybe we should do this later.
I feel like we're really deeply into it now.
So now.
Maybe you should
open
just
now.
Go ahead and open it up.
All right.
It's a big deal. Big deal, guys. And thank you to everyone for their contributions.
He
stole my heart.
This is about the size of, what would you call that? It's smaller than
a loaf of bread. It looks like one of those lifesaver storybooks.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? The double fold thing. It's like maybe 6 inches by 5 inches by, say, 2.5 inches deep. A little cubey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we love you so much.
So much.
Yeah.
Twistable crayons, the Big 50. I've never seen these. Is this for real? They twist? What is this?
Well, take a look. Let's have a look at this.
You know, I told you I colored on the plane trip.
Did you? I had forgotten.
Huh.
Yeah.
I love it.
Who knew?
So that's the crayon.
Yes. So then once you have worn it down, instead of having to sharpen your crayon, you just, it's like magic technology. All right, pardon me. There's your first guess.
Okay,
your
well,
first gift, I should say.
I'm going to guess now that you've got... Hold on here.
Now we're looking at a large flat package.
Yeah, this is obviously a coloring book to go with the crayons.
Now, Vinny, this was a hard choice for us, all of us, as we got together to...
the whole world.
Yeah, the whole world to figure out what you want. Because when I started looking at adult coloring books, some of them are just so complex. Like, you know, really serious, like, designs and tiny little spaces. So what we all decided together was that we were going to get you... They're adult, but they're...
They're beautiful. I love
them.
They're
big. You know, there's big spaces and interesting, you know, balloons and cupcakes. You know, things like
that.
What
I will tell you about my coloring experience on the plane. When we were on
vacation. Were people walking by and going, why is he coloring teddy bears? That's so weird.
No.
Oh, all right. No. Oh, sorry. That was just my guess. Okay.
Oh, you would have walked by me and thought, that grown man is weird.
Maybe. Depends on what you're
coloring. Wouldn't you have said to yourself, he seems content.
Now I would. I've learned so much from you in this past week.
You did?
Yes.
Oh.
Right?
What'd you learn?
That it was your birthday last week.
Oh.
For the first thing. And that we had totally dropped the ball on it. And that you love coloring. Like that you colored for 3 hours. You weren't even sitting with your kids.
No.
You were sitting. They had three seats together and you're in another seat.
I got the bitch seat. Yeah. And if they don't even,
I think you mean the awesome seat.
Well, I'm
the
just
one
saying,
not with your family.
I don't know about that, but I definitely, there was no conversation. It absolutely went, here's your ticket. And I went, all right.
Yeah. And here are your coloring books and crayons so that you can occupy yourself.
So,
for 3 hours on the plane. Listen, those are like pro level crayons. Just so you know, they are crayons, but they're pro level.
Okay.
But those are the good ones.
I can't wait to try them. Good. I can't wait to thank you, everyone.
Oh my God.
Thank you, world.
We have one. Yes, the world. One request from all of us. As we discussed this, we thought maybe by the end of today, you could have picked and colored something that we could hang on the refrigerator here at work, or at least take a picture of and put on.
I will see.
Social media.
As much as I would love to sit in color for you as a thank you for your present, I also do have. I know it never sounds like I have actually prepped for this show, but I do have things that...
That's not true.
I do have things I need
You're
to do
amazing.
In order to be able
it
to
just
do
sounds,
this.
It sounds like you've prepped. You just can't find it. We get that it's somewhere in the stack.
I'm going for a winging it feel.
Professionally unprofessional. That is sort of a hallmark of this show.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going for that. That is truly what I'm after, but... I do have to pre-read and do some things. So we'll see if I can squeeze that in. I will try.
I would love to see if you like those crayons. And though, you know, we're all, as people who are, we feel like we're your supporters. We're your supportive satellites. And everybody here in the building was just like, oh, this is great.
Everybody, huh?
Yes. Everyone chipped in.
Well,
everyone loves it. And every, you know. I hope you don't feel like we spent too much money on the crayons and two coloring books.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what any of that goes for.
Very, very expensive. You're welcome.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. No, I really do appreciate it. I know you're having a ball right now. And
no, I wouldn't have gotten that for you if I didn't think you were going to use that.
I'm going to use that.
And by I mean all of us.
Right.
Right.
No, I like it. Thank you.
All right.
And I would.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Double nickels.
It's past. We're now looking to the next one.
But next year we probably won't have a birthday party for you because we literally never do. That's why it took us by surprise. We're like, oh, Vinny's birthday is never while we're actually at work. It's crazy. It's like you weirdly figured it out and timed it. So when we finally get our clutches on you.
Well, I never really, I don't know why I don't process these things and put them into my memory bank and remember them, but it's always a surprise when there's the spring break. Mm. I'm not in college. What is this spring break? But the kids get time off.
Yeah, there it is.
That's how I end up out. Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
And I would suggest just for those of you out there having a snicker, a grown man coloring looser.
Looser.
Putting an L on your forehead.
Shape of an L on your forehead.
Rest in peace, Steve. Anyway, I found I found it passed the time. I enjoyed it. And
your kids are a little jealous even.
Well, the kids, when they there was a point they had screens, so they were busy with their
They were psyched. I mean, listen, yeah, 5 hours on a plane and we get to hold screens.
Right. But there was a point where they said, I want a color. They're watching me, and then I went.
So you had to hand everything
and
over.
I do this. It's one of those things where I'm like, when I was growing up, my dad would walk in and you'd be watching a show or whatever you're doing. And, it, you know, he'd come in at 5:30 or whatever, and he would change the channel on the TV.
Because you had to go to the TV to change the channel, kids.
He'd change the channel to the news and walk away. And we'd all be like, okay, I guess we're done. I don't have that in me.
You aren't going to get in a fight with your dad.
No, and I don't have that in me as a dad now. I just don't do.
You're a good dad. You really are a loving dad.
I don't think that certainly wasn't one of the things that made him less than a great dad. But, like, that's just the way he was. He was like, I bought all this crap. This is my house. I'm home. I'm going to watch that.
Well, that's one way of looking at things.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I just
I'm growing a family and we all share all the things.
Listen, that's new age crap we're dealing with now, and I'm falling for all of it. So there's no question.
Vince Sr. was old school.
When someone walks up and says, "Oh, can I have that?" It's the last apple. Yes, you can have that.
Couldn't we split it?
In fact, why don't I slice that up for you and put some peanut butter on the plate?
Oh,
thank you.
See what a good dad you are. Can I have that? That sounds delicious.
Afterward, I walk away going, my dad had it right. I didn't get an apple. I'm still hungry.
You know what, though? Your girls know how much you love them.
Do they?
They're going to go through life very secure in the knowledge that there is someone who always has them.
Gives up their crap for them.
Whatever they need, that guy's got it for them. It's important.
Okay.
I think it's like one of those security things to know that
there's a sucker always out there ready to hand over his loot.
Absolutely not. I think it's just, it's one of the most tragic things about like child abuse to think that you're afraid in the one place that you should feel
that
safe.
There's no question about that.
It's such a tragedy. And, you know, you giving your kids a safe, loving environment where they're being cared for. It's what every parent should be doing for their kids.
Anyway.
And that's what we're doing for you. You're safe and cared for, and now you can color. Can I ask one more question, but then we can leave the coloring behind.
Okay.
Thank you, Bryn. When you... you're cheering that we're leaving it behind, or you're cheering that...
No, that you have one more question.
Okay, okay, so when you're coloring, you selected a picture, and you're about to embark on that coloring adventure. Are you someone who runs the crayon around the outside line of the, you know, sort of fills and then more lightly fills in the center? Or do you just go to the black lines?
It depends entirely on the picture. And sometimes I will do some of that and not some of that.
Oh, depending combo. On,
yes. So I really do. And I also sometimes I stick to the color that you'd expect. Often I do not stick to the color that you'd expect.
I'll be interested to see what kind of wonkiness you
I
add to these
pictures.
I might
make you a purple Santa because I can.
Right. Well, you're in charge.
Right. And I express that to my kids often when they feel like there's strict rules about art. And I try to explain, this is your picture.
There are literally no rules.
Yeah, you can do whatever, but I need the green. First of all, never mind, here's the green. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is you could have made that any color you want.
Yep. Yeah. Red tree, purple tree, orange tree.
But now they're busy with their tree and I don't have green. But what I'm saying is...
Well, luckily, you're not worried about what color you color things
in. Hopefully at some point they get that you can do this any way you want. Mm. It's art.
Any way you want.
That's the way you need it.
Do you ever use your fingernail with to hit against as you're coloring?
I'm coloring aggressively, but I don't want to go over the line, so I put my fingernail in the way.
I do not know that technique.
That's a good technique.
Technique I've seen it used. I'm not that great at it.
Oh. Really it would allow you to be a little more forceful with your scribbling of the of the color.
That's right, yeah.
Because you have to be so careful. You don't want to go outside the lines.
I do, just to wrap it up, suggest, you know, buy the coloring books for your kids. But keep them in your bag. Pull them out. Color. If anything, they'll get interested in it because you're doing it.
Right.
And want them from you.
It's true. If you're doing it. And by the way, don't get too attached to your own coloring.
They'll help.
Because they're helping.
They will help.
It's so well done. And then they're jumping in.
Mm-hmm.
Kids. They ruin everything.
Wow. That's true.
Your incredible artwork.
Anyway, what I wanted to mention
your schedule.
Before we got on me.
Yes.
Your sex life, for sure.
Yeah, that's
good. Kiss it goodbye. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Don't smile about it.
Your bank account balance.
There are so many ruined things. Yeah. Just like me time. What's that? Oh, man. Wait till they move out, though. So good.
There was a ruckus down on Market Street driving in today. And I, of course, we've had some protests this week. We do know there's some unrest in the world. So it could have been anything. But it turned out it wasn't a protest on Market. It was some kind of anniversary for the big earthquake.
Right. Of 1906.
So, but a pulling up and seeing there was a bus stopped and police out there and people gathered. And I was just like,
they gather at some fountain.
That's the fountain right on our corner, which is why
that
fountain on our corner, as I'm pulling up, I'm like,
that's a pokey stop.
I'm bleeped. And I'm starting to look around like,
so how did you get around it?
They had people, they moved the cars out of the way. I gave it a minute because I wanted to see, I wasn't sure.
Right.
And it turns out it wasn't a protest. And it
just a peaceful gathering.
Just an anniversary celebration at that fountain, which is right on our street. We're at 88 Kearney.
Right.
Studio 9.
It's at Kearney and Market.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, when we first started here, I think it was like the 94th anniversary of it. Like there were still people who had been were babies that had been alive
back in the 90s. Okay.
So it was, I remember, and it was, you know, a while ago now, because I think we're at almost 120 years since 1906, at 118. So it was a few years back, but there was someone like in their hundreds who was still going to this thing. But I wonder if it's become such a tradition in the families of these people that now they really, I mean, clearly people are continuing to make that effort.
I believe that.
Yeah.
That could be it. You
it's
do it because you did it with Nana all those years and now you just feel like.
And now you bring your own kids. It's special.
It's cool to honor people in your history.
Mm-hmm.
So I can totally see what you're saying. And that's probably exactly what it is.
And it was 5:13 in the morning, so it actually makes sense that maybe it was even breaking up as you were.
I think it was, actually. I think there were still tons of people gathered around the fountain.
How interesting.
But you could see people walking away, and that was one of the. I was behind this bus that they had, the double length ones.
Oh, yeah.
Were like,
Caterpillar
and it was
buses.
Caught in the turn.
Oh, boy.
So it was like really couldn't get a good view of everything that was there. And then as it pulled away and I'm like, you know, vroom, 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 then
as you do,
two people are like decide to step out into the street behind the bus and in front of me.
Mm.
And I'm like, why you mother? And I didn't know that it was, you know,
you are a very special
celebrating. Right?
Right.
I just was like, but you,
what the?
Oh, it's okay. I'll wait.
I got all day. Bless I didn't you. Get up early. I got up early just because I love cruising around in the early morning.
But it's fine. I did make it in. And
you did.
It's like,
right. Here we are.
Phew.
I know.
And at that point, I still didn't know what
the event
was.
So we went down. We, you know, sister station, KCBS, they had all the info for us. Oh, ding, ding, shang. Here you go.
Oh, I hit where my bell lives, but it wasn't there.
It's so weird that you just.
It's called Lada's Fountain, and it's known as SF's oldest surviving monument.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. It's right there on the corner.
What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a fountain.
Yeah, it's but fountain. What is the...
I don't know. Does it have a clock on it? It's a Pokestop, so I see it all the time because we're right here next to it.
I never noticed it. I just go by it so fast, but it's somebody's always sitting there, no matter what time of day it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's 3 a.m. or 5 a.m.
Oh, well, I mean, water and potentially
Lada's
quarters.
Fountain served as a meeting point after the 06 earthquake.
Oh, people would like that. So that's it. It's been, you know, 118 years of people doing this. I love traditions like that.
The cool thing about the earthquake anniversary is the mayor and others dress in the period clothes of that time.
Do they?
There was absolutely an old school fire engine down there or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Like a horse-drawn fire engine?
No, but it was definitely an old-looking
antique
thing. And like I said, the bus was blocking some of my view. So
a horse?
Well, I don't know.
There might
what
have
they
been.
Have in 1906? Oh, I'm getting the wrap it up, son.
Oh, boy. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice of the Morning Show.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.